cannot just generate a lead for a contractor anymore. It's so much more than that. You have to chase it all the way through for the contractor and then make it easy for the reporting to read each month and crystal clear exactly what came in from every dollar that they spent, you, the contractor, spent. It needs to be easy.
This is To The Point. A Rhino Experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
Hey, what's up To The Point, listeners? It's your boy, Chris. This is going to be a slightly different episode. There is no Chad Peterman on this episode again today. I mean, I'm starting to wonder if he actually is just a part-timer. You know, he misses so many episodes. Actually, no. I'm just recording this on usually we have a production day. We record all of our podcasts and today is an off day. And really it's just because I wanted to get a few things like off my chest, things I've been thinking about. And things I think will be helpful for all of you listeners too. As you're wrapping up summer, or you might still be in the thick of summer. Hopefully you're in a market where it's still hot and gnarly and you guys are getting some good calls. But you know, just to be thinking about for fall and winter and really even into 2025. So I don't share a whole lot on the podcast, you know, about some of my experience, you know, as a business owner or having run a digital marketing company for home services for 17 years now. So I've learned a thing or two. I've worked with some of the biggest players. That's why I've got great relationships with some of those big players, some of those that have exited, like small guys, media, everybody. I know so many people, and that's probably the coolest part about having been in the same industry so long, as I feel like I know everybody. And I've always kind of been the guy that's willing to share everything that I've learned with everyone to help them. Just like this podcast, you know, bringing on guests was to share their experience with all of you, the listeners, to help you grow, right? To learn some things that can help you not run into roadblocks, right? To keep the business growing, to learn from others, you know, and I've really taken that position in the market a long time. So maybe if you're listening for the first time, you're like, what the hell is Chris talking about? Well, so in addition to being a podcast host for your favorite podcast, To The Point, I also co-founded and was the CEO of Rhino Strategic Solutions, which is a digital marketing, the most reputable digital marketing company for home services since 2008 when my wife and I started it. And last year, we partnered with a private equity group to help us continue to grow responsibly. So my wife and I made a very mature, responsible decision to continue to scale, but with help, right? Because if you are listening to this podcast and you started your own company, I mean, and you've never run a company before, like for that's the size it is today. Well, I mean, that's the same thing for us, you know, and at a certain size, you got to be responsible when you're making decisions because you have a lot of people relying on you. Right. And so we made a very responsible decision. We had a lot of options. We took our time. We took 14 months to find the right partner who would support everything that we wanted to continue to grow and scale contractors, but also be able to do give back, which if anybody knows me, that's something that's near and dear to my heart. We still give back every single month. One Friday, we pay all of our employees to spend 4 hours going and do community service. So that's something really important to me, just like this podcast. This is the home services podcast that gives back. That's our tagline for it. So I want to continue to do that. So I'm not going to make this a very long episode. It's going to be kind of short and sweet, but I want to share just a few things right up front. One, to all of our listeners and loyal listeners, thank you. It's awesome to watch over the last 4 years now how this podcast has grown, all the stories I get from the people that it helps. It's the most rewarding feeling. It's like when we started Rhino, it was the same thing. I really enjoy coming alongside as the marketing partner, the digital marketing partner, and helping these companies grow. The podcast has done the same thing, so I kind of get the double dip in it. Now, people think that I left Rhino because I sold it and I walked away. That's not it. Like, I rolled equity. I still have 30% in this thing, so I am very interested in continuing to stay on board and grow this thing and scale it, and that's exactly what we're doing. I've been quiet because I've been working. You know, I've been doing a lot of the hard work to prepare ourselves for this next phase, this new era of digital marketing. In order to continue to be the best and be a reliable source for all of you contractors, I have to continuously step up my game too. And if you haven't noticed, this last year, marketing's gotten a little bit harder. It's changing, all right? Or it's getting more expensive. Well, I don't get the luxury of just sitting around and you know doing the status quo, or just like I have to continue to chase down to trying to figure out how can I continuously position myself to be the best option for either you as a digital marketing partner, or to share the information with you that you can trust and take back to your marketing company or your marketing manager in house or whomever. So I've made that commitment, you know, to this industry that I love. And I just want to share just a few things on what you should expect today. But before I do that, I just want to share a couple of the events that I'll be at upcoming, because I took a lot of time off last year of flying all over the place and going to different events. Not last year, I shouldn't say that. Q2 through Q4. Q1, I was all over the damn place. And you probably ran into you. But I took a little bit of time off from just traveling for business so much after, you know, 16 years of traveling. But I'm going to get back at it a little bit this year too, at this next phase, because again, some of these things that I've learned and been studying, and a lot of the big moves that we're making at Rhino, you know, I need to get back on the road and I want to talk about it and, you know, make sure that I'm there for all of you as contractors. And I would love to meet y'all in person too. So I just want to share a few of the upcoming events I'm going to. And if you're there, please come and say hi to me. I promise you, even if somebody else is talking to me and you need to stand there awkwardly waiting on me, I will see you and I will talk to you. I promise. I want to be able to meet you. But the shows that I'm going to are, I don't know if anybody is listening, will go to this one, but because it's a new one for me that I was asked to go to, because of our, you know, our franchise marketing that we've been doing over the last couple of years. But I will be at the Springboard Franchise Conference, September 18th in Philly. So hopefully I can go down and get me a nice little cheese steak. But I'm going to be at that conference on September 18th. And then I'll be at, with my good buddy, Tommy Mello, at his Home Service Freedom event again this year, on the 25th, that's down in San Diego, which mean Wales. And never mind. If you've seen Anchorman, you can finish that off yourself. I will be there again. I'm on a panel this year. And actually my wife, Anna, who is now the president of Home Services, for Rhino, is also going to be speaking there, which is awesome because she stays pretty much behind the scenes. But if you've she is a beast, she's a badass, and you'll see. So I'm excited for her to go and speak there and not just be on a panel to do her own thing. But I will be on a panel. I believe that is our influencer panel. It will be myself and Tommy and Ishmael, kind of our little small circle group of guys that we talk about, our little LSD crew. I'm not sure if Hoffman's going to be there or not. I feel like maybe he's like off doing something else that day. Maybe he is. I have no idea. But regardless, I'll be there. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody who goes there as well. And then another small event I'm going to is the Clover Mastermind. I've done that a couple of years with my good friends, Josh and Laura Kelly. I know Paul Kelly will be down there, Dave Geiger, Tom Boyce, like some of my other guys that I like hanging out with. And then a few other contractors that I haven't met that I saw on the list. But I'll be down there in the Big Easy on September 20th through 22nd. And then last, Pantheon. I am excited for Pantheon this year. It's at the end of September, early October, down in Orlando. I'm really blessed to be able to be speaking again there. I'll actually be a part of two separate breakouts. And the reason is that we have a huge announcement that we are making at Pantheon. I mean, a big announcement. And I've been quiet because I've been working hard in preparation for this announcement. And, you know, like I said, sometimes you just gotta, you know, you gotta just slow down to go fast. And when you slow down, it's, you need to be methodical and you have to think through, how do I get better? How can I continuously push myself to be better on behalf of you, the contractor listening to this podcast, or that are my clients or my employees? I have a responsibility to continuously grow. So in that process, I've learned a lot on what else do you, the contractor, need to expect from someone like me, who's a marketing partner, digital marketing partner specifically for me. For now, who knows? Maybe I end up buying a company that does traditional, but for now, we're just digital. So another thing that came up was somebody asked me or made a post that said that podcasts, you know, are dying. Are podcasts dead? And the answer is absolutely not. But I will tell you, it's fucking hard. Like, to come up with guests and topics and things every single week, it's not difficult. I've been doing this since January of 2020, the beginning of 2020, and I've stayed consistent with it. And yes, I repost some episodes sometimes, And I repost episodes that had major downloads and big impact because, you know, they might've been earlier episodes that people missed that I thought were really, really good and still applicable today. So I'll repost those from time to time, but it's hard. So yeah, maybe some are dying off because it's hard to keep that kind of schedule, you know, and it's hard to get guests sometimes once it's played out, but I've committed to it. Like, I'm here for you. And thankfully for us, our downloads and our subscribers and things continue to climb, not at the pace that they were. I will say that, not at the pace that they were. It is starting to level off a little bit, but still growing nonetheless. And I'm grateful for that. So again, thank you. And I appreciate you. But I'm going to continue on. You know, I told Chad, I said, maybe it's because of you, I started to flatten out. Like once I had a Chad Peterman to it, then we started to level out a little bit. So let's just blame him. No, I'm kidding. But you know what? Something else I did notice is I was getting some requests from you, the listeners, to say, hey, well, you should start bringing on some smaller guests that, you know, that maybe are more relatable for me, who is, you know, 1 million, 3 million, 5 million, 10 million, you know, because a lot of my close relationships or buddies or people I've worked with over the years or peers, you know, or the Ken Goodrich, the Ken Haynes, the Dave Geigers, some of the bigger players, Leland Smith, Frank DeMarco, like these are big players. And yes, I understand it's hard to relate to them, but man, everybody loves to listen to them and kind of hear what they've done or hear their input and their thought. That's why when they end up at a conference, everybody wants to go talk to them. You know, they want to go rub shoulders with these guys. That's why Rhino X exists. Is I created that whole thing to give back to all of you, to be able to allow you to put you in a position to spend time with them one-on-one, keep the event intimate so you can learn from them. And it's not just a passing conversation. It's like a legit, meaningful conversation, right? But that's why I like having those guys on here, is they are willing to share. And those are the goats. Those are the goats of our industry. Paul Kelly, love that guy. Great jokes. But, you know, I have this, you know, I have this responsibility to you, the listener, to continue to bring on people to give back, you know, to give back to you. But I have to start paying a little bit more attention to, I have some things that I can help you with too, that I do. And I never talk about it, you know, from the digital marketing perspective. Wouldn't it be nice if you just had a source you could go to that was unbiased, that you could trust, like benchmarks, so that way you could hold your agencies accountable? You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, as an owner, that, oh my gosh, Rhino, we've never had any churn in clients, because we have. Every digital marketing agency has. The one that you work with now has. So you have a couple options. You can either learn from those situations, and let's face it, like sometimes you, the contractor, you might fire your agency, but you know that you were the one who fucked up. Like your pride got in the way and you didn't. You decided, you know what, instead of that, like, I'm not going to admit like that I was wrong on this. I'm going to go ahead and just blame the agency. Or because you didn't take the time to actually understand the metrics and how you performed on those leads, you think that it's your digital marketing agency's fault, but it's actually, you need to take some responsibility because you didn't do your due diligence to see how did you perform on the lead, because that is your responsibility, right? It's the agency's responsibility to bring in the new customer, but it is your responsibility to perform on the opportunity. And listen, be accountable for it, because it's not a negative. Let go of your pride. I read this this Bible verse. I'll say this for just a second because it's something that matters something to me. Pride comes before destruction. It's Proverbs 18. I read that in some of my new journaling I've been doing the last few weeks. And think about that. How many times it says like, shit went south because you couldn't let go of your pride. Maybe it's a fight that you have with like your wife or something like that, or a friend, and you couldn't let it go because you weren't going to be the one to give in, and like how much that sucked because you knew you wanted it to be over. That shit happens to me too. So like, but you have to take accountability for your own actions in your company, because your employees are relying on you to make good decisions, not prideful decisions. Make the right decision, myself included, you know? So, you know, but you still have to know what to look for, what to measure against. And so everything I've done over the course of these last 17 years of working again with HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and then adding in, you know, roofing and garage doors the past few years, is I've always tried to do as much as I can for you to make it easy for you to make decisions and help your business grow, move forward. I've done that. So what I want to talk through today a little bit is just what you should expect today in this new era of digital marketing from your agency. Now, I'm not saying all agencies are going to do this. And I kind of had a similar conversation when we brought on the CMO of Authority Brands, Heather McLeod, which Authority Brands owns 1 Hour, Mr. Sparky, Ben Franklin, and then like 15 other brands. Fantastic organization. She's awesome. She's been in the digital marketing game for a long time, but in the franchise world. And I'm grateful to say that we've, you know, have a new partnership with Authority Brands. So a successful partnership. I'm excited for that. But it came from me working with some individual contractors that I call friends now and having success with them to earn my way into working with Authority Brands. And here's why. Because in order to be an elite agency that you, the contractor, deserves, you cannot just generate a lead for a contractor anymore. It's so much more than that. You have to chase it all the way through for the contractor and then make it easy for the reporting to read each month and crystal clear exactly what came in from every dollar that they spent, you, the contractor, spent. It needs to be easy. And if you have Service Titan, it's even easier, or House Call Pro, because now you can attach the revenue to each of those net new leads. All right. So this new era of digital marketing, and this is something that I'm going to go into at Pantheon as well, is some of the things you need to pay attention to and focus on that will help you tactically as you go back to each of your shops, you know, and return from Pantheon and you do work and you could work on the business. So I've heard a couple of things like, is it gotten more expensive? It has gotten more expensive for all of us. It's not like we're exempt from it or your nearest competitor is exempt from it. It's freaking expensive, right? So just get comfortable with that, because that part isn't changing. But what are your options? Make sure you, this is a shout out for you, Dan Antonelli, because if he's listening to this, I want him to hear it. Who is the godfather of brand, in my opinion. Your brand's got to be on point, man. And if it's not, I know it's going to hurt to make that change, but please, dear God, for yourselves and your employees, if you know you need to shift that brand or at least need an opinion, shift the brand, right? Like, make a change to the brand that's something that makes more sense, because the brand is so, so important when the homeowner is trying to select the company. So important. And this is why people join franchise, right? Because at least they've already got some brand equity. There's some other variables there, but you, the individual contractor, like, make sure your brand is on point and something that you can be proud of and grow off of. And if not, you know, reach out to my man, Dan, and he can help you. But your brand's got to be on point. And then number two is this: pay-per-click advertising. People say, oh, pay-per-click doesn't work. It does. I'm telling you, I have a company that runs hundreds of pay-per-click campaigns very, very successfully. You just got to make sure you got the right agency that knows how to run an ad at the right time of year and pay close attention to the spend every day and how you're performing on it. So that way you're not blowing money if you suck on booking a paid ad lead that's expensive. Yeah. And you know what that takes? It takes bodies, human beings, to pay attention to this stuff, or some really cool AI software to at least be helpful with, which is something that we've adopted over the last few months and been building out over the last few months to help us move fast on behalf of our contractors, because we got to be quick. But PPC is not dead. What should be dead is the agency that you're using that doesn't know how to run it for you. Because I'm telling you, my business continues to grow because the paid advertising is working. People are starting to spend more on it. Okay, but do not pick a shitty partner, and make sure, listen, if you want to know like if they're bullshitting you or not, you should have individual tracking on your paid ads only that spits out you're going to have some branded traffic that comes in, people who typed in your name directly, but you're also going to have some new business, but you should be able to separate the two. What came in that was a direct customer, somebody who typed in your name directly, but what came in that was a net new customer, and what did that cost you? So that way you can find out not only what was the cost per lead, but how did you perform on it? Did you book the lead? Did you not book the lead? Is it because the lead was shit? Or is it because your CSR was shit? Right? Like, there's some accountability both ways, but we should know. And just by a simple tracking number, you can figure that out really, really quick. It's easy. And then that way you know, okay, well, if you booked it, well, did you sell it? If you didn't sell it, should be sending in your pending proposals, and you rehash it, right? You go back and you try and rework it to bring in that revenue, but you still have a responsibility of attaching that revenue opportunity to the lead source. Okay. Just because you didn't sell it isn't the agency's fault. That's the accountability piece again, right? Maybe the lead quality is shit. Well, I'll tell you real quick. If you're spending a bunch of money on low quality leads where the quality isn't good, that's another pretty clear indicator that you should move on. But again, a good agency tracks and measures all this stuff for you, so you don't have to do it. You just click into the little reporting platform, whatever you want to call it, your dashboard, your monthly lead report, whatever it is, and be able to see clearly exactly what you spent and exactly in net new customers it brought in for you and how you performed on it, all the way down to the revenue attached to it. And the good agencies do all that hard work for you, so you can literally just look in and say, boom, I'm getting a 7-time return on my advertising spend. I'm getting a 4-time, I'm getting an 8-time, whatever it is. Crystal clear. That's how it should be. Search engine optimization. I also heard SEO is dead. Bullshit is dead. Bullshit is it dead. Again, I don't know where some of this stuff comes from. And yes, Google's made some significant changes, but not that significant. Like, shit, do you like the map? Because that's an SEO, that's still organic traffic. People are still clicking organically. People are scrolling and doing it. Maybe because you don't, doesn't mean your customer's not doing it. I'm telling you, as a guy who's built a business doing digital marketing, if people weren't doing it, I sure as fuck wouldn't be offering it anymore. You know, I have a responsibility. It works, and it works really well. And if I can get an organic lead, it's the cheapest lead I can get next to a referral, right? So yes, it's working and working well. Again, it comes down to your agency and what are they doing? If they're trying to use AI to replace somebody to make them more efficient, no. You use it to add on to what you're doing to make you be able to do more. So it doesn't just, take the place of somebody or something. It's an add-on to what you're doing. That's what the elite agencies are doing. You're using it to do more in the same time frame for you, the contractor. That's what we do. If you think about the long game, I would like to have you for a customer for a long time. Best way I do that is continue to provide results for you and make sure you know exactly what those results are and exactly what you sold from it. Then you don't go to where, right? So that's part of the plan, but SEO is not dead. Social media, let's just talk about that real quick. Man, I like to go back and forth with social media, paid ads in particular. I love social media, by the way. I still think it's underutilized by a lot of contractors. I think it's more valuable for you to hire somebody who's a 40-50 $1,000 salaried employee, or even a part-timer for that matter, who just does your social media organically, goes out and builds a brand, goes to the networking events, I wish Chad was on here. Chad Peterman's social media team for Peterman Brothers is fantastic. They go to everything, state fairs, county fairs. They're going to home shows. They're going to Indianapolis 500, and they're everywhere, and they're really creative on, making sure they're getting a lot of posts and tagging local organizations, and it's a $40,000 a year role. That's huge. Goes into the social media community groups that you live in and participates in the community groups, not in there selling stuff, but going and being a value add. And then when somebody asks for a plumber or HVAC or electrician, guess what they say? Your company. Right? There's value in that position. So much value in that position. Getting some video content, going out and filming the things that you do every day and just posting those things, so just typical stuff, drain cleaning, if it's a sump pump, issue, if it's a whatever, like the basics. So paid ads, we'll see. Like paid ads, the thing I've always struggled with is how people would typically report on them, because I want to know exactly what came from which ad and what did I pay for it and how did you perform on it? As long as I can get that, I'm good with it. I'll try anything. I'll try installation offers. I love financing offers in the HVAC space still, or if you're listening in the roofing, any roof replacement stuff, garage door replacement, if we need, financing, I love financing. Still works fantastic to this day. And speed to lead. Obviously, speed to lead is another one that works really, really, really well. So continue to focus on those two things. Right. But I'm still willing to try it because there's no real long-term commitment to it. Right. And I think it's hit and miss. And by the way, I don't just, make the Kool-Aid. I drink my own Kool-Aid. I've been fortunate over the years to be able to invest in multiple home services companies and even greenfield my own new company in Indianapolis with Chad, my co-host. We launched Redbird Roofing and I'm the one that does all the digital marketing to it too. I do it because I trust myself and it works. Right. So I know exactly what I'm spending and exactly what I'm getting. And the reason I continue to spend more and more is because I know exactly what the return is, just like for any of the Rhino customers. So these things work. Started flirting with OTT, the over the top, that's the pre-roll video stuff on streaming services. And, And even that's starting to work pretty good. And it's measurable. You can see exactly who's, you know, if you put a QR code on it that says book now, you can see from the QR code who's booking straight from the TV commercial, which is pretty damn cool. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than TV and radio at the moment. So it's something that I liked a lot. But I'm thinking of like a true end-to-end solution. So today, as a digital marketing company, you have to provide, to me, an end-to-end solution. Think search to sale. All right, so let me just paint this picture for you real quick, because this is how Rhino functions today. And once we make the announcement at Pantheon, I think you're going to understand a lot more of, holy shit, that's how they can actually accomplish this thing, right? Because I've had to step up my game. And we have a lot of bodies here at Rhino and expecting me to make good decisions. Well, you know what? How I have to do that is I got to continue to help you, the contractor, be the best you can be by sharing with you what you should expect from companies like ours. And there's a lot of them, a lot of companies like ours. And a lot of these littler companies are struggling right now. They're feeling the pinch. They're feeling the pain. They reach out, you know, to me for advice all the time. And I love helping them, right? I'm okay with helping anybody. As long as you're not being an asshole and talking shit about me, which, by the way, you all, everybody gets at some point in time. You have somebody who trash talks you. And they'll take it personal. You know, I used to take it personal. I don't take it personal now because, listen, like, it's just how they know to respond to something until they learn a different way, a better way, a more mature, professional way. But here's the deal. Like, I have to get better. I don't care what anybody else says about me. So here's what you got to do. Here's what you should expect from a company like mine, a digital marketing company. Not only can you, if you run an SEO campaign, a PPC campaign, you have a website built. By the way, do not get lazy on this website build. The way a website is built absolutely matters, okay? And you should own it, for crying out loud. There's some of my competitors out there that, yes, they can do capacity management planning, which, by the way, so can Rhino here. And by the time we get to Pantheon, we'll be able to confidently say capacity management is also part of ours, because that's what the game is, right? We're trying to fill your capacity. But you got to own your website. And they'll say, oh, well, you own your website. You just, you know, if you want to take your website and leave, we'll go ahead and package up the content and the pictures and you can take it and it's yours. That is not your fucking website. That's your content. Okay, you still got to go and have somebody rebuild you a website to put that shit back on. So that's total bullshit, right? So there's a couple of competitors of ours that do that. And by the way, like, I'm not talking shit. Like, it's a great business strategy from their perspective. It's just that I don't believe that's the way you work with contractors, right? Reputation over revenue. You do the right thing. If someone's going to leave, why piss them off even more by keeping your shit? Just let them go. Right? There's good odds that they come back. You handle it the right way. Right. But you should own that site, not just the content on it. I'm talking to you, if you're listening right now, two major players in our space. And I have relationships with both of the owners. One's a big, big, big player that takes a lot of heat for this, but there's also another one. Again, it's just that I believe you should own your own website. You should, right? But if I'm going to run a digital marketing campaign for you, I want to know every single net new customer that I generated for you. I need to know that, and you need to know it. I need to know what's the cost per lead for that net new customer I got for you. I need to know, where did that lead come from for that net new customer? Was it pay-per-click? Was it SEO? Was it social media? Was it OTT? You know, goes on and on. Was it email marketing? Whatever it is. And then I need to know how you performed on it. And because at Rhino, every single phone call is listened to by a human being, that I also am giving CSR assessments on every single phone call. Now, is it my responsibility to coach your CSRs? No. But since I'm listening to every call anyhow, why not give you an assessment on every single one of them since I'm listening to every single call? That's being a great partner. Now, today, I have a CSR coaching and development platform that's worked very, very well. And I did that because, again, it was me finding a way to help you, the contractor, when I gave you these CSR assessments and you didn't do anything about it, say, let me go in and help you figure out how to close at a higher booking rate. So we did. And that's been fantastic. So, but I need to be able to know, what did I generate from which source at what cost? How did you perform? And then ultimately, with our new, you know, Goal Plus partnership with Service Titan, was I want to be able to attach their revenue to each lead. And what you see in your Service Titan or HouseCar Pro or whatever your CRM is, you see the end result of your actions, but you don't always look at the front end of all these leads that are coming in that you missed, because only a certain number of those are actually getting into your CRM.
By now, you've probably heard how much of a proponent I am for BlueOn, but I'm not the only one. When you talk to service managers using BlueOn, the stories all sound very familiar. Nick Christensen over at Herbal Heating says his team saved 46 hours in just the first month. Between the parts lookup, wiring diagrams, and AI troubleshooting, his techs are solving issues faster and ordering the right part the first time. It's even streamlined communications between the techs and the parts department. They just screenshot over the right part from BlueOn and send it over. It's simple, it's accurate, and it works. And yeah, Peterman Brothers is definitely seeing that impact too. Do yourself a favor, click the link in the description and book a quick demo to see it in action.
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, Housecall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads, capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game. Right, and then you got to pray that your CSR does not change the damn lead attribution on it, right? That happens so much, which is why I brought a ServiceTitan person in-house too. You know, some ServiceTitan training in a program, or training in-house. Well, I should say we're actively searching for someone to come in-house while our own team members have stepped up to become ServiceTitan certified. To help with these coaching platforms, to catch the lead attribution issues that your team is doing. It throws off all the numbers. How could you possibly make a decision on marketing if it's being changed? So thankfully, because you know Rhino records every lead on the front end, regardless if it makes it to ServiceTitan or not, I could still cross-reference to see what got changed and what didn't. All right, that's a big deal. And I guarantee you that's happening in your company far more than you even know, regardless of what size of business you are. So I have this responsibility to get the lead. You know, so I got to capture the lead for you. Then I got to pay attention to the, I got to create the lead for you, right? So I got to go out and create opportunity. Then I got to capture it. And when you're capturing it, you know, in your CSRs, I'm going to pay attention to, you know, how they're performing and give you assessments on every single one of them every single month. And then we got to convert it, right? We got to make sure that you are paying attention to, did you sell it? Did you not sell it? And why? Did it go into a rehash bucket and why? Like Chirp is a one that we brought on board to, as a sponsor that does a great job of going back and helping you capture those leads you didn't close or the calls that you missed. And they gave like 4, 5, 6 tactics that you can use, whether using Chirp or not is irrelevant. It's the tactic that goes back and then starts closing more leads for you, right? And getting more revenue for you. It works. So you got to pay attention to these things. And I don't want to build that software, but I trust them. Like they work with a lot of our customers and it does a great job for them in closing leads. So it's my responsibility to vet these people and give it to you, to listener, and you should be able to believe me. Like they don't pay me anything to send somebody over to them. But that's a true end-to-end solution, right? I generate the customer. I got to create the opportunity. I pay attention to, how many of those will be captured for you. I know the cost, right? Per lead, so do you. And then we pay attention to the conversions. Are you converting them or not? And attaching revenue to it. It's literally the clearest picture that you need to make a decision on, should I spend another dollar on marketing or should I spend that dollar on operations or internally to fix that problem first or both? But at least you can scale with confidence then. And the last piece of this too is I brought on Rilla, you know, big to the virtual ride-along stuff. And there's other options. It's just that that's a whole other piece that you can take advantage of now to make sure that your technicians, or excuse me, your sales folks or your comfort consultants are saying the right things and coach them to be better. That's a huge piece of this, Right. So these are some simple things that you should expect as a contractor, right? Like, but if nothing else, the elite agencies now are doing significantly more than just lead generation. We're legit partners in a piece of your business. And when you mess up, if we tried something new and it didn't work, we're going to own it and we're going to talk about it. But I think you're going to be okay with that, because if we win 10 months out of 12, I think you're going to be just fine. Honesty is half the battle here, right? Once you lose trust in your agency, the game is over. It's very hard to recover from that. But if you always are looking at the facts and you never question that the numbers are correct, it keeps us all pretty honest. And you got to let go of your pride, like I said, because it might be you. It might just be you who's also the one that's failing. And if that's the case, then we either pause the marketing or slow down the marketing until you fix that piece. That's what a good partner does. So hopefully I get to see some of you guys at some of these shows that are upcoming that I was sharing, you know, whether it's the Springboard Franchise Conference or Home Service Freedom or Clover or Pantheon. But, you know, come and talk to me and you'll come and sit through the breakout sessions that, you know, that we're going to have. There's a couple of them. You'll be able to find me in there. You'll see them. I'm going to kick both those off, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see everybody, and I'm excited for our big reveal, you know, of our plan, because, you know, I pride myself on being a leader in the leading digital marketing agency in the home services space and home improvements. And I want to continue that. Right. And so I had to seriously level up our game to continue to be that for you, to be able to build a website that you own that can do some capacity management. Right? It can book to your board. It integrates with ServiceTitan. It generates the lead. It tracks how your booking rate is. It gives you the CSR coaching opportunity. It gives you the CSR assessments. It attaches the revenue to your closed leads. It attaches the revenue from your proposed but not closed leads. It gives you the clearest picture on exactly how your digital marketing company is doing for you, which gives you absolute confidence when you want to spend $1,000 more a month or $10,000 more a month, that you know exactly what that's going to do for you in regards to lead volume, or at least really close. That's a really powerful position to be in, And regardless of size of company, you have no excuse. This is exactly what can be done for you now. So take advantage of that. Okay. And I really hope this is helpful. I kind of was on one for there for a minute, but you know, like I said, I don't talk about this stuff very often. I need to talk about it more. And as we move forward, I want to start sharing a lot of metrics, so that way you have benchmarks. Right? Like, what should you expect for an average cost per lead for plumbing in the Northeast? Or what should you expect for an average KPI or average cost per lead for AC installation in Southern California? Like, based on all of our customers, what is the average? And that at least gives you a benchmark, so you kind of have an idea of what to go off of to determine whether your marketing agency is being successful or not. And I'm going to be that for you. And I'm going to tell you exactly what all those numbers are, so you never have to guess again. Ever. People text me all the time, Chris, what's the average cost per acquisition for a plumbing lead in South Carolina? There's a certain person that asks me that question pretty much every other board meeting, a private equity guy. But those are the answers I want you to know. And that way you know exactly what to expect. Whether you're using Rhino or not is irrelevant. I just want you to know. And that's my commitment to you, not only on this podcast, but just as, you know, a guy who cares about this industry and being a person who owns, you know, or runs a digital marketing company that helps contractors. Like, I want to be that for you. I'm going to be that for you. So I appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully you took something good away from this. You know, it wasn't a very long podcast. This is probably one of the shorter podcasts I do. But I hope you got enough information out of this. And it didn't just sound like I was sitting here bragging on myself, because I was not doing that. I was trying to do the opposite and tell you of all the ways I'm going to continuously help you, the contractor, have tools to use to make your businesses better, because I care about you. I know that sounds silly. I really, really do. I love this industry, and I fight so hard for this industry. And I made a big boy decision last year to bring on a private equity partner to continue to scale responsibly and to bring on more help with technology, leadership, so I can continue to pour into you and give you the tools you need to be successful. That's my commitment. I'll continue to do that on this podcast as well. And we've got a great lineup of people coming back on. I know Ken Haynes is coming back on, CEO of Wrench Group, to kind of talk about their experience over the last year. And then I'm going to tell you about this event I went to that was a kind of a game changer for me mentally. It was called Rise Up Kings. I'm excited to tell you what I pulled away from that. But man, I had to hit a big reset button in my life, you know, to kind of refocus. And so I want to be able to share that, you know, that kind of vulnerable journey I went through too. But listen, hopefully you took something away from this. I won't take any more time of you guys. I hope you're having a kick-ass summer. I hope to God you're prepared for fall already, because you should have been preparing for fall. And really, it's not too early to start thinking about your 2025 plan. I know you got to get some actuals, like some actual numbers to land before you can make those decisions. But maybe just start thinking about it come September, okay? I'll leave you with this. Rhino X 2025. We just began the planning process for it. I have an idea of what it's going to be. I have an idea of who some of the speakers are going to be already. And you know, every year it's hard to top it because it gets, it's already difficult every single year. But I feel like we're already off to a fantastic start for another Rhino X 2025, which will be in February. We haven't got the date locked down yet, but I'll release it soon. So anyway, I appreciate all you guys. I love you, man. Keep kicking ass out there. I hope you take advantage of every moment you've got, but don't forget to go home and be where your feet are too, because your family needs you too. Okay. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Don't have to do everything, but you got to do something. No 0 days.